This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Rob Schaefer, an Illinois soybean producer, serves as an American Soybean Association director, joins us. And Rob, everyone's still waiting for a new farm bill, but it's also affected several programs because of the expiration of the current farm bill that affect the soybean industry.
The farm bill technically expired on September 30th of 18. So currently we're sitting in limbo, kind of like back in 14. We would like passage. We're trying to get a passage of the farm bill that passed both the House and Senate, hopefully in the lame duck session after the election. The good news is right now it's still in conference, so the staffers are working there between both the Senate and the House and trying to work out some compromises between the two bills and make it one bill.
Funding-wise, it really affects a couple of programs, the Foreign Market Development and the Market Access Program funding for each of those.
Both the Foreign Market Development and the MAP program, those are funds that are used for trade promotion and trade authority as far as sending farmers over to Europe or to Indonesia, India, trying to build markets and keep markets and build relationships with countries outside the United States to buy United States soybean. Both have been very successful. They don't get a lot of publicity unless you're on a checkoff board or something like that, but those are very important programs and have done very, very good work for the United States, Illinois, and Kansas soybean farmers.
You have an interest both as far as an Illinois producer is concerned, but you also have interest in Kansas, so you also look at marketing as a very important tool.
The more markets we have obviously means more competition than we have for both our beans or corn or wheat. All of our commodities, the better off we are when we've got a lot of people lined up. The more people you got lined up to buy your product, the better off you do. We're not having China for, you know, all the commodities, which they buy a lot of stuff. If we're not selling it to them, somebody else is going to. So we're trying to get that market back as quick as we can, you know, between the tariffs and then also getting the EU done, trying to get the new, I call it the new NAFTA done, and trying to get that done and working on a deal with Japan and some other countries. And it'd be really nice to have something to show China that says, hey, you know, aren't the only ball game in town.
They keep saying be patient. That's not easy to do for that soybean producer.
No, it's not. We were kind of hoping we'd have something in place by harvest. Obviously, we don't have that. That's how we got what we call the Trump deal, where the 82.5 cents first go around here on beans, and then hopefully in December another 82.5 cents. We'll have to just see how that plays out. But like I said, we're trying to get as many trade deals in place as we can. You know, it's still, we've lost, what, $2 a bushel plus on, at least in Illinois, we've lost $2 a bushel on beans, kind of making things a little tight for not so much 18, but it's definitely going to make it really tight for 19.
Rob Schaefer, an Illinois soybean producer who serves as an American Soybean Association director, joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at KansasSoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.